In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. Deadly wildfires continue to rage across California. At least 42 people have lost their lives to these fires. 7,100 structures, most of them homes, have been destroyed. A quarter of a million people have been displaced. The Camp Fire in Northern California is already the most destructive in the state's history. Concerns over who will pay for wildfire damages are a perennial problem for California, but 2018 could prove to be especially thorny. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
Last year, California's wildfire damages topped $10 billion. Utilities companies threatened that they were at risk of bankruptcy if things didn't change. So state legislators hashed out a law that covered property damages that happened in 2017. It also set up some long-term protections for utilities starting in 2019. But what about this year? Michael Wara is with Stanford University, and he says it was always expected there'd be a wider solution for fires going forward.
Unfortunately, you know, the go-forward problem has arrived sooner than any of us would have hoped.
The gap in protections has investors very worried. Moody's has issued a negative outlook for Pacific Gas and Electric's bond ratings. That's the main utility for Northern California. Jeff Casella is with Moody's.
It is a significant credit concern that we don't have an understanding of how utilities would be able to recover any 2018 wildfire-related costs.
Moody's downgraded PG&E's bond ratings 2 notches last year. Right now, it's 3 notches above junk bond territory. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.